It might surprise many in regard to this the 25th day of March. I say it might surprise many because the great feast day today is called the Annunciation to the Virgin Mary. Evangelismos tis Theotokou. The Greek word evangelismos says it all. Excellent news, good news. And what are the good news? If today were not a feast day, there would be no Christmas, and there would be no Easter, no Pascha. We honor today the Virgin Mary because she was and is a perfect icon of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today people are looking for an identity. They don't know who they are. And even parents make it difficult for their children to know who they are. Already in Europe, and at least once in our country, a child was born to a wedded couple, and they did not want the gender of their child on the birth certificate. The child will decide for itself what he wants to be. This is where our modern day civilization has come. Not to mention the transgenders that amount to at least 60 different identities. And the Holy Bible and the Word of God is totally cast aside. But our Lord promised that His church will never be destroyed. And we are blessed to be members of that church, the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. When I was a child, I used to be afraid of the word Catholic because our Roman Catholic friends used it, until I found out it was Greek. Then I felt better. It means universal. But today, the Virgin Mary did what we thank her for doing. First, we must remember that as icons of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He calls us His icons. The word icona in Greek means only one thing, a reflection of the prototype. When we look into the mirror, we see our icon. These are reflections of the prototypes, they're not pagan images. And the iconographer must be accurate, not to use his or her own imagination. One of the best examples is the nativity icon of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Orthodox icon never changes. All the others do. They have all kinds of people around the Lord, even the drummer boy. But we have to be accurate according to Holy Scripture. What do we see in the Orthodox icon? The Virgin Mary, and next to her, Christ in swaddling clothes, because we read in Matthew's Gospel that He was wrapped in swaddling clothes. And two animals there, and that's it, a donkey and an ox. Where's Joseph? In the Orthodox icon, he's at the bottom of the icon, a white-haired, white-bearded man, an older man. He was not young, with dark hair, as unfortunately our brothers and sisters of the Western tradition think that he and the Virgin Mary had other children. They were married, the Holy Family. That's mythology. That's not historic. That is not biblical. Joseph went to Jerusalem to find a young lady because his wife had died, and he needed a young woman to raise his younger children. And he came upon, led by God, to the Virgin Mary. They never were married. We call Joseph in Greek omnistirtis Panagias, the betrothed of Mary. Never married. And we in the Orthodox Church have inherited many Jewish traditions, and one of them is the betrothal and the marriage, two separate services. Those of you who are married in the Orthodox Church, you were first engaged with the rings. That was the betrothal. The marriage took place with the crowns. And that service started with the words of every sacrament, Ευλογημένη Βασιλεία, blessed is the kingdom of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So we know from historic records in Jerusalem and in Orthodox monasteries, Joseph was an older man. And that is why he honored the Virgin Mary. He had enough dreams to tell him, do not be afraid to have her as if she were your wife. And of course, we know they went to Egypt after the Lord was born, and they came back as if they were a married couple. But going back to the manger scene, why do we have the ox and the donkey? Did somebody make that up? Not at all. If you read the first chapter of the book of Isaiah, you will read, the ox knows its master, and the donkey knows its master's crib, but my people do not know me. It's biblical. It's biblical. And so today we do what? We honor the Virgin Mary, the highest of God's saints. And our Lord says she sits at his right hand and John the Baptist at his left hand. We heard the gospel reading. The archangel Gabriel approached her. She wasn't surprised. In Jerusalem, where she was growing up in that orphanage, angels always talked to her. This is in the record. She was not surprised that angels were talking to her. She was surprised at what she heard today. God wants you to give birth to his son. How can I do this? I'm not married. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and that which will be born of you will be called the Son of God. Had the Virgin Mary said no, we would still be waiting for salvation on this fallen planet. But what did she do? She exercised what you and I have, intellect and free will. If we are God's icons, it's because we have intellect and free will. This might surprise some of you. Satan still has his free will. And the angels that became demons, one-third of the angelic world, they have their free will. That's why there's so much evil going on in the world today, and it is increasing. Why do they still have their free will? Because they are icons, distorted, totally distorted icons. But they were created out of God, who is God, Agape. St. John hits the nail on the head in his first epistle when he says, O Theos Agape, the God is Agape, the highest form of love. We as members of the church are invited every day of our lives to strengthen our love, our agape. It's difficult, I suppose, in English because there's only one word for love in English, and it's love. It could be the most guttural, and it could be the highest. In Greek, we're luckier. There are at least five or six levels of love, and the highest is agape, love. And when we say agape, we mean the love that is God. Not the love that God has. God is agape. Very important. And so whatever God creates, he creates it out of love. And St. Paul says something beautifully. He says, Christ does not contend against himself. What does that mean? He does not do anything to harm the intellect and the free will he gave to intellectual creatures. That might seem very hard when we know that Satan and the evil demons still have it. But God believes in the free will. This is why we as Orthodox Christians are told, do not try to proselytize people who are not Orthodox. You are contending against their free will. They have to exercise their free will willingly and say, I want to know more about that before I make my decision. We honor the free will, even the free will of those with whom we disagree, because we were given free will by our loving God. He doesn't want slaves in his coming kingdom. He wants people who want to be there. And she brought salvation to the world when she said to the Archangel Gabriel, let it be to me according to your word. And this is why the church came into being. This is why we are here today, and why the church will continue to go on as he promised, even to the great and wonderful day when he returns as the bridegroom of the church to gather his bride, his people, for his eternal kingdom. May all of us be heirs of that coming kingdom. Amen.